NBC University Theatre. NBC University Theatre initially began production in Chicago with a remit to bring adaptations of classic novels, usually Anglo-American, to a radio audience. Additionally, if listeners signed up, they received college credit to a radio-assisted correspondence course. A study guide, The Handbook of the World's Great Novels, was available for 25 cents. In its later years, it also included short stories and plays, and went on to win the Distinguished Peabody Award. Unlike many other radio shows, University Theatre did not pursue the glamorous stars for its productions, but instead relied on excellent distillations of the novels and first-class acting alongside high production values. But now it's time to enjoy these timeless novels. Let's begin.
This is the NBC University Theater, presenting the second in a series of five radio plays based on great American stories. Tonight, it's A Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway, starring John Lund as Fred Henry and Loreen Tuttle as Catherine. The First World War changed boundaries over all Europe and left the dead strewn across the continent from the fields of Belgium to the lesser-known front in the mountainous north of Italy. The mud, the dirt, the quick and lingering deaths changed a generation of American writers, men who saw human agony and courage firsthand, who discovered that a soldier died with a curse and lived in a world of cold food, raw whiskey, and women when he could find them. One novelist is recognized as the leader in this new school of sharp talk and fast-moving action, Ernest Hemingway. His style is real. Florid description and false beauty are discarded to give us men and women who act and speak as Hemingway really knew them. Tonight our story is A Farewell to Arms, a strange novel and a famous one, for against the mud and dirt of the Italian front in the First World War, Ernest Hemingway has told the story of a love that overcame the dirt and misery of battle. The NBC University Theater presents Ernest Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms.
In the summer of 1916, the Italian front wasn't so bad. We had Austrians across the line. They weren't looking for any trouble, and neither were we. Every once in a while, some brass would show up from the general staff, and then there'd be a few artillery shells tossed back and forth, but not much. At night, there was some fighting in the hills. We could see the flashes from the big guns. The company was quartered in a small village at the foot of the big mountain. The wine wasn't bad, and the roof didn't leak, so we were satisfied. We were an ambulance company, but there wasn't much doing. Every once in a while, they'd bring in a peasant from the south who'd shot off a toe to get out of the army. We'd patch him up and shove him back in the line. I was coming back to the outfit from leave, but I didn't get any farther than the Gorizia Cafe. Lieutenant Rinaldi, the company surgeon, was sitting at an outside table, and he waved his hat and howled when he saw me.
Henry! Frederico! Hey, you old... You pass me right by, you long-legged American hound. You low.
Hello, Rinaldi.
Sit down, my friend, and have a drink. I am way ahead of you.
I got to report in.
Plenty of time. Now, where did you go on leave?
Oh, Milan, Florence, Rome, Naples.
But the girls. Did you meet any girls?
Sure.
Where?
Milan, Florence, Rome, Naples.
Great American. But that's nothing. This is now the rich man's war. We have beautiful girls, too, right here at the front.
Wonderful.
You don't believe me? Lieutenant Henry, we have English girls, beautiful, all in white. I am in love with Miss Barclay.
You're crazy.
I'll take you with me. You'll see. Have you got any money?
Some.
Lend me 50 lire. I must make on Miss Barclay the impression of a man of sufficient wealth.
Well, I guess I can...
Oh, Henry, I love you. Have you any more?
Get out.
All right, enough. We'll go now.
No.
Please, my friend, you talk English to her. Tell her how fine a man Rinaldi is.